A six-month moratorium on sand mining on Maui expires today. The moratorium was designed to allow county government to study and perhaps resolve an issue that has put developers at odds with both environmentalists and advocates of historic preservation. Lance Collins is an attorney who represents the community group Malana Kakani Lua. We spoke earlier this morning.
There's been a concern off and on for decades about the mining of sand in central Maui's giant sand dune, which is a unique natural feature, which is unlike anything else on the island. And more recently, there was this massive excavation of sand in the Maui Lani Project District, which is a residential project district between Wailuku and Kahului in the sand dune. And massive amounts of sand were being excavated, and there was significant concern that burials were being disturbed because there were no archaeological monitors while this massive amount of excavation was occurring very quickly. And so that reignited the debate and discussion over protecting the sand dune in general. And that eventually led to a six-month moratorium, which expired today, on any sand mining in the central Maui sand dune.
Goal of the moratorium being what, Lance?
The goal of the moratorium was to allow the county to update the sand study and to give decision makers enough time to figure out what their next step is going to be with regard to protecting this limited and non-renewable natural resource.
There's also an issue of Hawaiian remains, right?
Right. So recently there has started to be a contention around whether or not this sand dune, which I think when people think of sand dune, they think of, you know, they go to the beach and there's sand between the ocean and where they park their car. This sand dune stretches from Kahului, Wailuku area, all the way to Ma'alaya.
Mm-hmm.
It originally was hundreds of feet high, and it still is in many places. It's a massive sand dune. So recently there's been a contention that this is actually an area of major Hawaiian burials. But until very recently, there was no dispute about it. I mean, 100 years ago, Lauren Thurston, he did a travel around the island journal and published it, and he said, there's bones everywhere. Some are exposed, and the locals say that their whole place is a giant graveyard. And archaeologists, until very recently, have been unanimous in their agreement that the sand dune was an ancient burial site.
Wouldn't that, having established that, wouldn't that put that under some sort of protection?
Well, it should. And unfortunately, the group that I represent, Malama Kakani Lua, they had to go to court, the environmental court, and they obtained an injunction against the excavation of sand without complying with any of the historic preservation laws. And so at least one particular development before the moratorium went into effect, and now that it's over, the injunction, of course, continues, cannot engage in any earth-disturbing activities without complying with a whole set of conditions involving complying with the historic preservation laws.
In whose interest is it to be mining this sand on Maui?
Well, you folks have actually reported on your news program that there is a worldwide shortage of sand.
Mm-hmm.
And so the price of sand is up, and it's difficult to obtain sand in many instances. And so who benefits from excavating the sand? Well, the companies on Maui who are excavating the sand obviously benefit from it, because then they sell it to folks on Oahu for development.
Even with all this very vocal and very public opposition?
Even with this very vocal and public opposition. One of the problems, which hasn't been really addressed by any of the court cases so far or by this moratorium that's expiring today, is that sand mining is considered to be an industrial use, and under no circumstances are industrial uses permitted in a residential zone. And the Maui Lani Project District, at least where the sand is being excavated, is a residential zone. So just like someone wouldn't expect to have a coal-firing plant built next to their house, sand mining is a similar form of an industrial use. So it's also not clear from a legal perspective why this is even happening anyways, but it is. And the moratorium, which expired today, just sort of peels away another layer of protection while the county figures out what it's doing.
But the 6 months was intended to get both parties to this dispute further along than they are now. Is that fair to say?
Well, it was supposed to allow the county time to figure out what its next step was going to be. Unfortunately, although my understanding is the study is done, but the county administration won't release the final draft, even though they, I think, have said that there's not going to be any changes to what the study said. And also, there were several requests by council members to put an extension of the moratorium, like an amendment to the moratorium ordinance, on a council agenda. And the council chair, for whatever reason, decided not to do that, and hasn't really given clear reasons, at least publicly, why he hasn't done that. So it's a situation where it was supposed to be to give the county time to do something or figure out what it's going to do, and 6 months has passed, and it doesn't really appear that the county has gotten any farther on what they're doing, and we don't have a study that's available for people to look at regarding how much sand exactly is left.
In a perfect world, Lance, as a representative of Malama Kakanilua, what would you like to see done?
Well, Malama Kakanilua, I think, is very clear that they want the Iwi Kupuna, the people who not only were buried in the sand dunes, but also all of the victims of the Battle of Kakanilua who were not allowed to be buried, whose basically dissolved bone is one with the sand now, to be left undisturbed, at least for the portions of the dunes that have not been developed on. That would be the ideal world, and I think that that is also consistent with folks that want to protect this non-renewable, limited natural resource that's one of a kind.
So in a way, it's both a historical and an environmental initiative that you're describing.
Yes.
Lance Collins is an attorney in private practice on the island of Maui who represents the community group Malama Kakanilua.